This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Over Ethiopia's objections, the UN's main human rights body voted Friday to create an international team of experts to boost scrutiny of rights abuses in the devastating year-long war between Ethiopian government forces and fighters from the country's Tigray region. Ethiopia's government decried what it called a, quote, neo-colonist mentality after the European Union and other Western countries sought a special session of the Human Rights Council on the conflict that has left tens of thousands dead. A resolution that won the council's approval creates a three-person team with a one-year mandate to monitor and report on rights abuses in Ethiopia. Nearly 10 million people in the northern part of the country face food insecurity, and at least 2 million have been forced to flee their homes, according to the UN. An official said Friday between 5,000 and 7,000 people swept up under Ethiopia's new state of emergency remained detained, most of them Tigrayans. Several thousand people demonstrated against Tunisian President Kais Saied on Friday, pointing to growing opposition to his seizure of power and suspension of parliament 5 months ago. Called for the anniversary of the uprising that toppled an autocrat a decade ago. It was the first protest since Saied announced a long-awaited roadmap on Monday that keeps parliament suspended for another year. The protest suggests the roadmap has done little for opponents who say Saied's moves have derailed Tunisia's democratic transition, a comparative success story of the so-called Arab Spring that toppled several autocrats in 2011. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from a typhoon that slammed into the Philippines rose to 12 on Friday, and its president fears it could climb further as authorities assess the devastation caused by one of the strongest tropical storms to hit the country this year. President Rodrigo Duterte said he would visit battered central and southern areas on Saturday to see the extent of damage as the government tried to figure out how much it could raise for the disaster response. Duterte said COVID-19 spending had already depleted this year's budget. Officials claim most of the reported deaths were due to fallen trees and drowning. The typhoon saw winds of up to 195 kilometers or 121 miles per hour before making landfall on Thursday and displaced more than 300,000 people, damaged homes, and toppled power and communication lines, complicating the disaster response. Hundreds of inmates set fire at a prison in southern Thailand in a riot over demands for better medical care for those suffering from COVID-19, officials said Friday. Some 400 inmates at the Thai prison became violent late Thursday night when a core group demanded those infected with the coronavirus be removed from the facility for treatment, according to a justice minister. A police official told the Bangkok Post newspaper about 300 police and other security personnel were sent to the facility as destruction escalated. The minister told reporters after calm was restored Friday, health staff provided tests for some of the inmates and found around 200 were infected. Authorities in western Japan said a fire that spread from a fourth-floor mental clinic in an eight-story building in downtown Osaka has left 24 dead in what police are treating as a possible case of arson. Police are searching for a man who witnesses saw carrying a paper bag from which an unidentified liquid was dripping. It's not clear if he's among the dead. Fire officials who reached the building found 27 people in a state of cardiac arrest, and three were resuscitated. People on other floors of the building are believed to have been safely evacuated. Authorities are investigating a possibility smoke filled the floor so quickly that the victims had no time to escape. Again, authorities in western Japan said a fire that spread from a fourth-floor mental clinic in an eight-story building in downtown Osaka has left 24 dead in what police are treating as a possible case of arson. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.